This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Margo. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a high-level meeting at his residence in New Delhi today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal, Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi, Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi and Air Force Chief Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh were present. The meeting comes in the wake of the ceasefire arrived at between the two countries yesterday after the Directors General of Military Operations, DGMOs, of the two countries spoke to each other. The DGMOs of the two countries are scheduled to talk again tomorrow. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri told reporters last night that New Delhi takes a very serious note of the ceasefire violations by Pakistan.
The armed forces are giving an adequate and appropriate response to these violations, and we take very, very serious notice of these violations. We call upon Pakistan to take appropriate steps to address these violations and deal with the situation with seriousness and responsibility. The armed forces are maintaining a strong vigil on the situation. They have been given instructions to deal strongly with any instances of a repetition of the violations of the border along the international border as well as the line of control.
World leaders have praised the ceasefire between India and Pakistan as a key move to reduce tensions between the two countries. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres welcomed the development, urging both nations to build on this progress. UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy described the ceasefire as hugely welcome and called on both countries to maintain calm. EU Foreign Chief Kaya Kallas emphasized the significance of the ceasefire and the need for vigilance to ensure it holds. Saudi Arabia's foreign ministry in a statement expressed optimism that the ceasefire will contribute to the restoration of peace and security in the region. The Indian Air Force, IAF, has said that it has successfully executed its assigned tasks in Operation Sindoor with precision and professionalism. In a social media post, IAF said operations were conducted in a deliberate and discreet manner, aligned with national objectives. It said since the operations are still ongoing, a detailed briefing will be conducted in due course. It urged all to refrain from speculation and dissemination of unverified information. The government has said that several combat gaming videos are being deceptively circulated as real footages of the recent India-Pakistan conflict and urged people not to fall prey to such propaganda posts. The fact-check unit of Press Information Bureau said combat gaming footages flooding social media with video game scenes are deceptively presented as actual combat and digital combat clips are being misrepresented as real footage. It urged people to stay vigilant. A message is also circulating on WhatsApp in the name of the Office of the Defence Minister of India, giving instructions for civil preparedness in view of the India-Pakistan situation. This message is fake. The Government of India has issued no such instructions. We would like to inform our listeners, as Pakistan has been resorting to spreading propaganda on social media, it is crucial to scrutinise every piece of information carefully. If you encounter any dubious content, especially concerning the Indian Armed Forces or any information related to the ongoing situation, you must report it to PIB Fact Check. You can also share such content on WhatsApp number 87997-11259 and email ID factcheck@pib.gov.in. The Delhi airport continues to run its operations smoothly. In an advisory, Delhi International Airport Limited said, however, in the light of the evolving airspace dynamics and heightened security protocols mandated by the Bureau of Civil Aviation Security, there may be adjustments to flight schedules and longer wait times are possible at security checkpoints. It said passengers are encouraged to stay updated through their respective airlines' communication channels, adhere to the prescribed guidelines for cabin and check-in baggage, arrive well in advance to accommodate possible security delays, extend full cooperation to airline and security personnel for efficient facilitation, and verify flight status through the airline or the official Delhi Airport website. National Technology Day is being celebrated today. On this day in 1998, India successfully tested its nuclear bombs in Pokhran, Rajasthan. The day memorializes the contributions of scientists, engineers, and innovators to India's technological expertise and the launch of India's first indigenous aircraft, Hansa 3. It also memorializes the sixth global nuclear test, demonstrating India's global position. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that on the National Technology Day, India salutes the scientists, engineers and technicians who contribute by developing new technologies for bringing positive change in the lives of the countrymen. Mother's Day is being celebrated across the world today. Observed on the second Sunday of May every year, it is the time for families to express gratitude and appreciation to mothers for their love, care and sacrifices. Russian President Vladimir Putin has called for direct talks with Ukraine, saying it should start without delay as early as the 15th of May. In a televised address from the Kremlin, President Putin said he would not rule out that in the course of the talks, which he proposed should happen in Turkey's capital, Istanbul, Russia and Ukraine may be able to agree upon new ceasefires. The Russian leader said he would speak to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan today to discuss the details. Kyiv has not commented on the proposal from Putin. During his statement, Putin also accused Ukraine of having repeatedly failed to respond to three ceasefire proposals from Moscow. Ukraine has previously said Russian attacks continued throughout these periods. Russia has made similar claims about Ukraine. President Putin's statement comes hours after European leaders, including UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer and French President Emmanuel Macron, held talks in Ukraine with President Volodymyr Zelensky in an attempt to put pressure on Russia to agree to a 30-day ceasefire, threatening Moscow with massive sanctions if it refuses. Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi has said Iran will not back down on its nuclear rights in the negotiations with the US. The statement comes as the two countries are set to hold a new round of nuclear talks in Oman today. Speaking at the 4th Arab-Iranian Dialogue Conference in Doha yesterday, Mr. Araghchi reiterated that Iran has always been a committed member of the nuclear non-proliferation and maintains its right to the peaceful use of nuclear energy, including uranium enrichment. He affirmed that Iran is not seeking nuclear weapons and weapons of mass destruction have no place in his country's security doctrine. The Iranian foreign minister also stressed that Iran continues to engage in talks with the US as well as other countries in good faith. He said if the goal of these negotiations is to ensure that Iran does not acquire nuclear weapons, this is entirely achievable and an agreement is well within reach. He, however, added that if the goal is to deprive Iran of its nuclear rights or impose other unrealistic demands, the country will not retreat from any of these rights. On the other hand, U.S. President Donald Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, said in an interview on Friday that Iran's enrichment facilities have to be dismantled under any accord with the U.S. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has announced that the southwest monsoon is likely to arrive at the Kerala coast on May 27, 5 days earlier than its usual onset date of June the 1st. This early arrival is expected to have a positive impact in Kharif growing season and brighten the outlook for crops. BCCI Vice President Rajiv Shukla has said the board officials and IPL Governing Council will discuss today the best possible schedule to complete the suspended T20 league following the announcement of a ceasefire between India and Pakistan. The board was forced to suspend the Indian Premier League on Friday with 16 matches remaining as the India-Pakistan border conflict threatened to grow into a full-blown war following the Pahalgam terror attack. In women's cricket, India were 294 for 5 in 44.4 overs against host Sri Lanka in the final of the Tri-Nation ODI series at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo a short while ago. Earlier, India won the toss and opted to bat. Winning this contest will be paramount for both India and Sri Lanka as it will help them in the build-up to the ODI World Cup later this year. That is the end of this news bulletin.